So here's a question for you. Want to be alive long enough to live to be 100? That's the question. Want to live to be 100, okay?
Yes.
Well, look to Japan for guidance. They have the highest number of people per capita over the age of 100 than any other country.
Wow. I believe it.
So they know what it takes to live a long life, to live to be 100. They know what it takes. Some of it, of course, is genetic. You know, you always have to factor in genetics. But some of it has to do with diet and lifestyle habits that we can borrow to improve our longevity. These are some of the things we can do.
But Shirley, let me say this before you start. I want to be 100 if I don't have to depend on nobody else. If I'm functioning on my own.
You ain't gonna have no choice.
You said depend.
You wear the pins now?
Somebody gonna be just carrying your little ass around. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Get your ass in this buggy and come on.
That's a buggy.
Hey, you know, Tommy, when you get older, you shrink. So your ass gonna be in a cab.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Shirley. Let me hear it.
Something you do in particular can help you. You do this. All right. First of all, you can eat some seaweed, okay? They say seaweed is a staple of the
diet. That ain't it.
Of the
seaweed diet.
Seaweed. I do too. I like it.
I do greens. That's what I do. They look like
seaweed. That's why your ass ain't gonna be here. Go ahead.
You can eat seaweed. Put it in your diet. It's part of the Japanese diet. It's loaded with nutrients like iron, protein, fiber, copper, omega-3 fats. So eat some seaweed, okay? Stock up on seafood. Japan has one of the world's lowest rates of heart disease, and that's attributed to their healthy diet that's high in seafood. Eating seafood twice a week is also linked to better brain and emotional health.
Yeah. Well, you need to stock up, Tommy.
I already know that ain't what you do.
Y'all gonna be quiet.
Okay, all right. We're getting to what Tommy does. Drink green tea. Does Tommy not drink green tea every day?
Yes, he does.
Y'all won't even try it with me.
I like green tea.
I do.
Yeah, Carla drink it with me sometimes. Y'all don't.
Yeah.
Shirley, you drink green tea?
Sometimes, Steve yeah.
Thinks,
I don't drink
Steve
it every
thinks
day.
It's just hideous.
All right.
I think it's a waste of damn time. It's the most tasteless, weakest damn drink.
Okay, let me tell you what it does, though. It's considered one of the healthiest beverages thanks to all the polyphenol, the antioxidants in it, okay, that reduce inflammation, protect cells from the kind of damage that can promote chronic diseases. So, Tommy, you're doing a good thing.
Yeah, but it ain't working, though.
You don't know.
You ain't diagnosed me. You don't know.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. What else?
All right, eat until you're almost full, okay?
In Japan, there's
a saying called harahachibu, and that means eating until you're 80% full. Not 100% full, 80%.
Well, that ain't what this fool do. He eat till he full, then he run 5 miles, then he come back and eat till he full, then he drink some green tea every morning.
That balances it out.
Yes, the whole day.
Then he go pull a hamstring, then he run till he dizzy in the hot ass sun.
Sitting under a tree.
Man, y'all quit talking to me about this damn green tea.
Boy, your uncle knows you.
Yes, he does.
And then practice forest bathing. Bathing in the forest, okay?
What is that?
Ain't nobody going up to have all the mosquitoes on your ass.
Where does that water come from right there, though?
They lost us on this one. It's a form of nature therapy, and it doesn't involve an actual bath, but it's all about being mindful and tuning into the natural setting by using your senses to take it all in.
Oh, okay, that's what it means, all right?
I do that.
Yeah, it's like a form of meditation that lets your mind and body relax.
So if you meditate,
that's a good thing, too.
But I'm going to tell you something. If you ain't used to going in the woods,
It's damn scary.
Hey, yeah,
you need to know what you're doing.
You the first person to take me in the woods.
Were you scared?
With his scared ass.
That's the first time you've been in the woods was with him?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he going to tell you the story when we come.
All right, coming up, more music, trending topics, and Junior's story about Steve taking him in the woods right after this at 20 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, before we went to break, we were talking about the things that Japanese people do to live to be 100, and one of those is bathing in the forest or taking in and meditating on your environment and things. And Junior said the first time he's ever been in the forest, Steve took him. So what happened, Junior?
On his ranch. I went out to Steve Ranch, Uncle Steve Ranch. And, you know, I'm out there all wrong, first of all. I'm out here in shorts and Air Force One. First problem I got.
That's not.
That's not even forced. No, that's not even forced attire. But we go back here and we on the four wheelers and we deep off in it. I'm talking about deep off in this property.
Yeah, he'll take you.
We way back off here because it's kind of like getting late.
He
now
got the little
fishing
knife with him.
He had the Bowie knife. He say now. We hear these noises. Shirley Carla, we didn't know. Just, I don't know that. But Unc still fishing. He just throwing his line. He's not even worried. He just turns to me and say, if they come out them bushes, get in this water.
If they?
Hyenas?
It was coyotes.
Coyotes?
He just said, if they come out these bushes, get in this water. But the problem is, he got the knife. I don't have nothing.
You got Air Force One.
But he got on some shorts. So he's sitting on the car. So I said, Junior, just start walking towards the water. Look, what is that? If you don't walk your ass towards this water, you may find out. Because I don't know how many of them over there, but once they pack up, they get real brave.
Oh, so it was coyotes.
When they together, they strong in numbers.
I didn't know nothing about that. I had no clue.
All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and some trending news coming up in 32
minutes. Your ass over here
by
this water, boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.